You're listening to a UC San Diego podcast.
So in general, how do we find antiderivatives, right? So let's see an example here. So if you want to find integral of cosine x, that's the antiderivative. So antiderivative is the same as indefinite integral, right? So when I write indefinite integral, that just means antiderivative. So what's the function that its derivative is cosine? You can guess. Yes, exactly. That's sine x. And you always add plus c. So you can just guess if it's easy, right? But it's not always this easy. So it's not always possible to guess like this. So we need some techniques. To find the antiderivative. And even those techniques don't work in general. So finding antiderivative in general is hard. And even so, we can have some techniques to find some cases that's possible. It's not always possible to find antiderivative, as I mentioned before. So one of the techniques is called integration. Integration by substitution. And that's what we're going to talk about today. That's the content of 7.1. So we're going to talk about that technique, integration by substitution. Let's say I want to find this integral, right? So you can see that this must be, okay, let's change that to cosine. So you can see that this must be sine x squared plus c. And the reason for that is, derivative of sine squared, so I have to show that the derivative of this is the left-hand side, right? The derivative of this is this. So how can I find the derivative of such a function? This is a composite function, right? With sine and x squared. And so if you have a composite function and you want to find the derivative, you use the chain rule. Right. So that's the rule that you learned for finding derivatives of composite functions. So the derivative of this composite function, what's the derivative of sine? The derivative of sine is cosine. And what's the derivative of x squared? It's 2x. So that's how you find, that's the chain rule. The derivative of the outside function at x squared times the derivative of the inside function, x squared. So now, the derivative of this is that. So that proves that this is, the antiderivative of this is this, right? So now, we want to do this in general. We want to see if we have if in general we have something that we can find the derivative using the chain rule, how do we do it systematically in general? So so using the chain rule, find the antiderivative, to find the derivative leads to a technique for finding the antiderivative and that technique is called integration by substitution. I'm going to give you, I'm going to tell you exactly what it means. So chain rule is to find the derivative. So the reverse thing is called the integration by substitution. So what is the chain rule? So this is the chain rule for this function, right? So the chain rule over there is to use this, that ddx of sine of that function g of x, let's call x squared g of x. This is equal to cosine of g squared g of x g prime of x, right? So here, that's what we're using, that sine of g of x is equal to cos, is the derivative of sine at g of x times g prime of x, right? So this is the chain rule. I just replaced x squared by g of x. So in general, you have this, ddx of f of g of x is equal to f prime of g of x, g prime of x, right? So this is the chain rule to find the derivative of composite functions. So this is the chain rule. Let's give gx a name. Let's call it w. So f of w, I mean ddx of f of w is f prime of w and then dw dx. I want to see how I can use this to find antiderivatives, right? So I just changed, I just give this a name. I just call this w, so f of w is f prime of w, and g prime of x means the derivative of g with respect to x. So that's the derivative of w with respect to x. So this means that f of w is equal to the integral of antiderivative of this, So the derivative of f of w is this. So the antiderivative of this is that. That's the definition of antiderivative, right? So in this example, this cosine is f prime of w. W is x squared. This is f prime of w. This is dw dx. Right? So in this example, you have f prime of w, dw dx, dx. The integral is equal to f of w. So this is a special case of this. But on the other hand, I can write this. So So the antiderivative of f prime is f, because the derivative of f is f prime. So I have this, and then I have that. This just follows from fundamental theorem of calculus, right? This is the antiderivative, the integral of f prime is f. That's just the fundamental theorem of calculus. Integral and derivative, they cancel out. So if you have integral and derivative, you get back f. This follows from a fundamental theorem of calculus, and this follows from the chain rule, right? I obtained this by the chain rule. This is the chain rule. So now combining these two, so f of w is this and f of w is that, so combining these two, you see that this is equal to that, right? So this suggests that I can replace dw, so this suggests that we can replace dw dx dx by dw, right? Because this is equal to that. So so you can say that this is obvious. You can cancel these two and you get dw. So why I'm doing all this to say that, right? I'm doing all these computations to say that I can replace this by that. So why can't I just say, okay, just cancel them and then you get dw? Any idea? So when I say dw dx, that does not mean that I'm dividing dw by dx. These are just notations, right? So here, when I'm saying this integral, it doesn't mean that I'm multiplying this by dx. This is just a notation I'm using to show this integral. To represent this integral, I'm using this notation. But this is just a notation. This doesn't mean anything. This doesn't mean that dx is something that I'm multiplying by. Or dw dx doesn't mean I'm dividing dw, but it just means the derivative of w with respect to x, and that's the notation we're using for it. So this is just a notation, this is just a notation, and so this saying that this is a good notation, right? The notation we used is a good notation because it's actually, we can do this. This, we can replace it by that. Sorry? This one? This one? Yes, this is just a notation. So all I'm saying is you can replace this, you can, instead of writing this integral, you can write this integral. So It becomes clearer when I give you some examples. Yeah. Let's consider the same example that I just mentioned. So let's assume that I want to find this integral. So I'll do this. Let w be equal to x squared, right? Then dw dx is equal to the derivative of w with respect to x. The derivative of w with respect to x is 2x, right? So what I can do here is I can do this. Then I can say that dw is equal to 2x dx. You can just multiply dx by here. You can just multiply both sides by dx. Why? Because of this. Because dw dx here is, because here 2x is just dw dx, right? So 2x is the derivative of w with respect to x, and this is dx. You can replace that by dw, right? That's what I'm saying, and that's exactly this, right? So I can do this, right? So always you can do this. When you have this, you can do this. You don't need to prove it every time. I just did it once. I just did it once to show you that you can. This is valid. You can always do this. And then you don't need to do that proof every time. I just did it once, and then you can see that it's correct. So now, over here, so the integral of 2x cosine x squared dx is equal to, so 2x dx is dw, right? Dw is 2x dx. So this is equal to integral of cosine of w. X squared is w, so I can replace that by w, and then 2x dx is dw. So this, and now I can find the integral. Integral of cosine w. Now everything is in terms of w. There is no x, right? Cosine w, gw. The integral of cosine is sine. So that's the integral. And then what was w? W was x squared. So as you see, we got the same answer as what we had before in the beginning. I'm going to give you lots of examples to make it more clear. So the reason I did all this was just to show you that you can multiply dx by that. That's the reason of all this. So this method that I just did, this is called substitution, because I'm replacing x squared by w. I'm substituting w for x squared. So this method is called substitution. So now let's do another example. integral of So when you want to do substitution, the first step is to choose what's W, right? What's you want to substitute W for what? So what function should I choose here to be my W? In here I chose x squared to be W, right? Here, and the only way to be comfortable and then to be able to do it yourself is to do lots of exercise. So if you have to do lots of exercises, then you just see what you should choose as W. So So if I choose W here to be x squared, then dw is 2x dx, and I have 2x dx here. So I can change that I can replace that with dw. Right? So when you do substitution, you want everything to be in terms of w. You don't want to have x and w both. In the end, if everything in terms of w, I can just forget about x and find this integral with respect to w. So here I choose W to be what? Sorry? E to the x cube. So he said I choose e to the x cube. But if I choose, let's do that. That's not going to work, but let's just do that to see why. If I choose that, then dw dx, the derivative of w with respect to x is I have to use the chain rule, right? This is a composite function, so this is e to the x cube 3x squared. And so dw, it is going to work, actually. Okay, so dw is e to the x cube 3x squared dx, right? It's going to work, yeah. Perfect. So what is this? This is exactly, you want dw to be there, right? I want whatever I have here, it must be present. Because otherwise, how can I change dw? So now I can change this. I know that this is dw. So I can write that, so the integral of 3x squared e to the x cubed dx is equal to integral of dw. This whole thing is just dw, right? This whole thing is just dw. So what's the integral of, so this means 1, right? When you have just dw, it means that integral of 1 dw. What's the integral of 1? Integral of 1 is just, sorry? W, yeah. Integral of dx is x. So integral of dw is w. Our variable here is w, right? Everything is in terms of w. So w plus c. You always have to add plus c. And then what is w? W was e to the x. So after you find the integral, you just replace back everything in terms of x. So that's the integral. So some other students mentioned that I could choose x cubed to be u, to be w. And that's what I wanted to do, right? So this example shows you that you can choose different things. But this is actually very special. In general, it's not like this. That you can. So, yeah. And the reason that it works because of e. E, the derivative of e is itself. So that makes it easier. So let's do the same example, but this time I choose x cubed to be u. Right? To be w. So let w be x cubed. Then the derivative of w with respect to x is 3x squared. Right? The derivative of x cubed is 3x squared. So dw is 3x squared dx. I multiply both sides by dx, and I get this. So dw is 3x squared dx, and 3x squared dx is here, right? I have 3x squared dx here present, so I can just replace that by dw. So you want dw to be such that this one is present here, then you can just replace that by dw. So integral of 3x squared e to the x cubed dx is equal to integral of, so e to the x cubed means e to the w, right? X cubed is w. And 3x squared dx is dw. Now everything is in terms of w. So you want everything to be in terms of w in the end. You don't want both x and w. Now I can just find a derivative. So when I do the substitution, this becomes easier. This is not very easy, but this is easy, just e to the w. And the integral of e to the w is itself. So that's, and w was x cubed, right? So in the end, after you find the integral, w was in terms of x. So I can just replace it here, and then I find everything in terms of x. So as you see, I get the same answer. So here I said that I want dw to be present there. But what if it's not exactly present there? What if I find, let's say I want to find this integral. There is not 3 here. Right. Let's say I want to find integral of x squared e to the x cubed dx. Let's do the same thing. Let's choose w to be x squared again, x cubed again. Then, as I mentioned over there, right, I did the computation over there, so dw is 3x squared dx. Right? So in this example, dw, 3x squared dx, it's not appear here, it does not appear here exactly, right? I don't have 3x squared dx here exactly to replace by dw. So 3 is missing, right? There is a 3 missing here. So if there is a number missing, it's not a big problem, right? As long as the only thing missing is just a number, that's not a big, you can still do this substitution because now I can say that, okay, so I can say that 1 over 3 dw is x squared dx, right? So I can replace x squared dx by 1 over 3 dw. Again, x cubed is w. X squared dx is 1 over 3 dw. Sorry? Exactly. So that's a very good point. The point is 1 over 3 is just a number times this integral. If there is just a number, one of the properties of integral is that I can replace, I can take this out of the integral. So this is the same as 1/3 integral of e to the w dw. So this gives me 1/3 e to the x cubed plus c. Sorry, that's just there. So 1/3, the integral of e to the w is e to the w, right? Everything is in terms of w. And then you have to add plus c. And in the end, you replace w by x cubed. So as long as the only thing that's missing is a number, that's still fine. And the reason for that is because of the property of integral, that if you have a number, you can bring it out. Because of that property, it's fine to have a number missing. But let's say you want to find the integral of x e to the x cubed dx. Right? So let's choose x cubed again to be w. Again, as before, dw is 3x squared dx, right? So now this does not appear here, right? It's 3 is missing and x is missing. There is an x also missing there. And I can't do anything about that, right? If there is just a number missing, I can again do that. It's not going to be a big problem. But if there is something other than a number, here x is missing, in that case, the substitution is not going to work. So it's not, substitution only works in various special cases. It's not that whatever integral I give you, you can use substitution to find the integral. In this case, you can't. I cannot find this integral by substitution. This is not working, because now what can I do? 3x squared dx, I don't have it here. So maybe you say that, okay, so I can have that dw over 3x is x dx, right? Maybe you want to do that. And then you say, okay, x dx is here, and then I can replace that by dw over 3x. But that's not good. I don't want x. Everything must be in terms of w, right? In the end, everything must be in terms of w. If you cannot write everything in terms of w, it means that the substitution is not working. If I do that, I'm going to end up with some term that has both x and w in it. So it's going to be integral of e to the w divided by 3x. So e to the w divided by 3x dw. Right? If I do that, I'm going to end up with something like that. But this is not good. You should never do that, because now I have both w and x. And it's not, I can't find this integral. It must be just in terms of w, so this doesn't work. So this is the, I can't do anything here. I can't find this integral. So in this example, substitution does not work. So I cannot find that integral. As I said, there are a lot of functions that is not possible. Finding integral is hard. This integral, I can't find it. So if you can find it, there are techniques. One of the techniques is substitution. There are other techniques that we're going to learn next lecture. But even those techniques don't work in general. So for example, that function, no technique I can use to find that integral. It's not possible to find that integral. Okay, so let's see other examples. So the main thing in substitution is what is W, right? After you choose, if you choose W correctly, then everything, then you can find the integral. So you have to do lots of examples to be able to see what you should choose as your W. Let's say I want to find this integral. So what should I choose here as W? Exactly, very good, yeah. I can choose x cubed minus 1 to be W. Why that works? Because if I choose x cubed minus 1 to be W, its derivative appears here, right? You want to choose something that its derivative appears. So the derivative of this is x squared, 3x squared. The derivative is here. So when you have the derivative present, that's good. That's a good choice. So the derivative appears. Only thing is missing is 3, and 3 is a number. That's okay, right? So let W be x cubed minus 1. So in general, when you have something under the square root, that's a good choice for W, right? Something under the square root. So then let W be this. Then dW dx, the derivative of that is 3x squared. So dW is 3x squared dx. So now, 3x squared dx is here, right? So x squared dx is 1/3 of dw. So this integral I can write everything in terms of w, because this is x squared dx is 1/3 of dw, and this is a square root of w. This is integral. Right. So this is a square root of W because I chose this to be W, and then x squared dx is 1/3 of dW. So that's, and now the integral of this again is easy. So again, 1/3 is a number. You can always bring it out. And what is this integral? So this is 1/3 integral of W to the minus half. Right? The square root W means W to the half. This means W to the half. Because it's in the denominator, when you bring it to the numerator, it's minus. So minus sign just means that it's in the denominator. A square root means half. So it's half is because it's a square root, and it's in the denominator, so it's minus half. And then now you can use the formula to find x to the n. What's the integral of x to the n? It's x to the n plus 1 divided by n plus 1, right? So this is, the integral is w to the minus half plus 1 divided by minus half plus 1. So for any n, the integral of x to the n is x to the n plus 1 divided by n plus 1. So I'm using that formula. The integral is w to the this plus 1 divided by this plus 1. Whatever this is, this could be 2, then this is 2 plus 1 divided by 2 plus 1. In this case, it's minus half plus c. So this is 1/3, and then you have 1, so this is a half. So this is 1/3 w to the half divided by half plus c. And This is 2/3 of the square root W plus C. So 1 over 2 here is in the denominator, so 2 is, so 1 over 2 is in the denominator, which means that 2 is in the numerator. So that's 2/3, and W to the half means square root W. And what is W? W is x cubed minus 1. So this is 2/3 square root of x cubed minus 1 plus c. Any question? So let's find integral of tan x dx. So the first thing is tan is just sine over cosine. Tan of x is sine x over, tangent of x is sine of x over cosine of x. So what should I choose here to be W? Sorry? Let's say if I choose sine to be W, right? We can say I can choose sine because the derivative of sine is cosine, and cosine is here. But if I do that, then what happens? Then dw dx is cosine x, so dw is cosine x dx. So dw is cosine x dx, but I don't have cosine x dx here, right? Cosine x, so I want cosine to be in the numerator. Then I did have cosine x dx, and then I could solve this. But now I can't, because cosine x dx, I don't have it here. I have sine x. So this is not, this doesn't work, right? So you want to choose something that a derivative times dx appears. So you want the derivative of w times dx appears. So, but the derivative of w here is in the denominator, so it doesn't help me because I don't have the derivative times dx. So it must be in the numerator. Otherwise, I can't do this. So this means that this doesn't work. If I do that, the substitution doesn't work. Then I can't. So this is not a good choice then. So this is not a good choice. So what should I choose for W? I can choose to be cosine. And now this is good because then dW dx is minus sine, right? The derivative of cosine is minus sine. And so dW is minus sine x dx. And now this does work because sine x dx, I have sine x dx here. So the derivative, so this term appears here. The derivative of cosine appears in the numerator, and that's good. And so now I can solve that. So integral of sine x divided by cosine x dx is the same as integral of sine x dx is just minus dw, right? So I have minus 1 divided by w dw. So that minus 1 is because that's minus. So dw is minus sine x dx. So sine x dx is minus dw. So now I can find this integral. What's the integral of 1 over w? In natural log, exactly. So this is minus natural log of absolute value of w plus c. And so this is minus ln of absolute value. What is w? W is cosine x. So now let's do something more more complicated. How can I find? So this example is a little harder. So how do you find? Is there any question so far? So how to find this integral? So again, as I said, it's always good to choose something under the square root to be w. Because if I do that, then this becomes a square root of w. And a square root of w is much easier to handle than a square root of some function. So a square root of some function is not easy. But if a square root of x is easy, the integral of a square root x is easy to find. So let's do that. Let w be 3 minus x squared. Then dw dx is minus 2x. So dw is minus 2x dx. And so minus 1 over 2 dw is x dx. Right? So now I do have x dx here. Let's change that to x cubed. Sorry, let's change this to x cubed. So now I do have x dx here, but let's do that. So then the integral of x cubed, a square root of 3 minus x squared dx, is what? So I do have x dx here, x dx. X dx is going to give you minus half. So that's minus half. And then I'm going to end up with x squared. Right? I'm going to get this. The square root of w, and then x dx is going to give me dw. And then I'm going to have x squared left. So x cubed, I can write it as x squared times x. Right? X dx is going to give me dw divided by minus 2, and then I'm going to end up with x squared. So this is not good then, because I have both w and x. I don't want both w and x. I want just w. But is it possible that I can write everything in terms of w? If it's possible, it's still good. And it is possible. I'm able to write this part just in terms of w, and then everything is in terms of w. How can I do that? I can do that from here. I can write x squared in terms of w, and then everything is in terms of w. So from here, right, from here, x squared is 3 minus w. And if I replace that there, everything is in terms of w, and then it's still good. So maybe in the beginning, it's not everything in terms of w, but it's possible to make it. So in this case, it's possible. So now I can change. So that integral is equal to integral of minus half, 3 minus w, square root w, dw. And now everything is in terms of w, and I can find this integral. So this means minus half integral of, you can just multiply, 3 square root w minus w square root w, dw. And this is minus a half integral of 3 w to the half minus w to the 3 halves dw. Now I just have two polynomials, and I can find that integral. So this gives me minus a half, 3. Integral of the first term is w to the half plus 1 divided by half plus 1. Minus w to the 3 half plus 1 divided by 3 half plus 1. And then plus.
This has been a UC San Diego podcast. For more, visit podcast.ucsd.edu.